a family man, yeah.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show dedicated to reminding dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, even though my voice is kind of still deep, I'm feeling a lot better than I was last time we talked. And I'm coming to you live from, I think, Mountain Grove, Missouri. I'm in a Walmart parking lot. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Because usually we record this at 9, but I'm in Central Time, so I'm a little earlier. And it is so foggy, I can just barely see a half a dozen cars. I can barely see my RV out in the distance, and it's not that far out there. But it's warm, and so I'm thankful for that. And we've had a good time on the road so far. We've spoken in a couple churches, met a couple family men. We spoke at Jeff Randleman's church last night in Kabul, not Iraq, Kabul, Missouri.
That's good because Kabul's in Afghanistan, I believe.
That's true. yeah, that's true. So Jeff's a listener and has a great church. We had a great time. Spoke to the folks there, and they had an incredible meal beforehand. You know, there was some lady, they have like a meal right before their Wednesday evening service, and they had some older ladies, they kind of fix the food, and some other people bring some food, and they had green beans just like my grandpa used to make. You know, the kind where there aren't any vitamins left in it because it's been cooked all day and because it tastes so good, you know. So we had a good time there. We went yesterday to this is going to perk up all you traveling dads. We went to the Vacuum Cleaner Museum.
I had no idea there was such a thing.
Apparently people who live right next to it don't know there's such a thing. but we had passed it. It's on 44 44 on your way to between St. Louis and Springfield. There's a we'd seen the building, and I've got one son, my son Ike, who's an inventor son and who loves the Dyson vacuum cleaner and knows everything about how vacuum cleaners are measured and all that kind of stuff. And we saw it the last time we went through, and we thought we might have time. And I'm telling you, Scott, it was incredible. I mean, if you were going to think of the world's most boring museum, Vacuum Cleaner Museum might be right up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. They had incredible displays. Now, I'm just telling you, if you're ever in the area, I think it's called St. James, Missouri, and you want something that's free, doesn't take very long, and it was an amazing, amazing thing.
Sweet.
Well, hey, enough about me. How are things going with you?
It's been one of those weeks. I feel like I need to unplug from the world and just sort of hide in a cave.
Because you've been busy or just because you feel online all the time?
Well, the world seems like it's falling apart, but I've had dumb little things happening here too. A little conflict at my day job that's causing problems. And, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I really don't want to deal with this, but if I don't, it's going to fester and get ugly. So I don't like conflict, and it's no fun.
I don't either. So. But I'd rather have conflict in my day job than in my... Oh, here's some kid crying here.
That's all right. What'd you do?
I'm going to tell him to shut up just a second. Hold on. Kid! No. And there's a big semi going by. But, you know, I'd rather have conflict in my day job than having conflict in my home, because I have plenty enough of that, because even in an RV, there's conflict to be found.
Mm.
In fact, it finds us. And, you know, we're not going to spend a whole half hour talking together. This is just kind of a little check-in, but, you know, as long as there are dads, there is conflict, and we just can't get around it. And I've gotten a couple emails this week. In fact, I got a voicemail yesterday, or a text from a dad who just said, "Hey, will you pray for me? That marriage is hard, and my wife's doubting everything." And I've gotten a couple of those this week, and it is hard. I know family's hard. Being a dad's hard. Being married is hard. I know even in the in our RV. My wife sometimes feels overwhelmed by things that don't normally overwhelm her. And, you know, it's just that, it's just hard. So is that something that you need a bunch of dads to pray for you in, Scott?
That wouldn't be a bad idea, yeah. Thanks.
Well, how about I'll pray? I'll even pray right now, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, Father, I just pray for the conflict Scott mentioned. I pray that you would go before him and after him, and you would just set all the pieces in place. And maybe out in the midst of the conflict, you would bring something good out of it. Something in Scott and something in the rest of the folks who might be involved. And we just thank you that it's part of your plan. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, you know, and that's just in as I talk to other dads, and I hope it brings you some comfort, Scott, because that we're all in the same boat together.
Sorry to interrupt you. Go over there now. I'm going back.
Okay, thank you. One of Walmart's finest telling me I can go move over here to the bench because he's now out of the way. But I'm not going over the bench. So anyway, I don't know what we were talking about. But
we're all in the same boat.
We are in the same boat. And, you know, that's kind of the thing that I like, just even being on the road, just talking to all the dads. And a dad told me yesterday, you know, he said, hey, if you ever have any problems within two states of here, I'll come and help you out. And I love that. I love knowing that we're part of something big.
That's so cool.
It is cool. I told him if I'm in Missouri, I asked him if I got to choose my states, you know, like Arizona and Florida. He said, no, within a year. So today we head off to Tulsa, Oklahoma. We have a little break tonight. We don't have to do anything tonight. But we'll be in Tulsa tomorrow, and then we're pretty busy until the next couple of weeks. So things are going good. Now, so,
do you ever get discouraged by all the dads asking you to pray for their marriages that are falling apart and stuff, or is it all mostly encouragement on the road? And
you know, I don't feel discouraged by the dads who say, "Would you pray for my marriage because it's falling apart?" Because sometimes I feel like that's my marriage. Now, you know, because honestly, I think the dads feel it because their wives feel it. You know, I think if you'd ask the dads the week before how are things going, they'd say, oh, you know, good, life's good, my marriage is good. But I think there's just something, and I hope there are not many women listening, but you know where it says in the Bible about the weaker-willed women being led astray? I think there is something to that, you know, that it does seem to be, I don't want to say wife driven, like we're all good husbands and it's just our wives falling apart. But I think there's a lot of pressure on wives. I think there's a lot of pressure on certain time frames. You know, when you're kind of out of the little kid stage and then your kids are going into the teenage years and it's overwhelming. And so, you know, my encouragement to all the dads is just don't grow weary in doing good, because I think that's when we get in trouble, when the dads kind of check out. Because I think our wives, really, we're all in the same boat. My wife just wants me, and she would probably say this right now, she just wants me to, you know, not be defensive of why she feels a certain way, or try to paint this pretty picture. Because she'll say things like, you know, this is just so hard. And I'm like, so hard? We're living the life. We're out here on the road. We all get to be together. And you know, she doesn't want me to do that. She just wants me to say, oh man, you're right, it is hard. And you know, some of the wives who are saying, I'm tired of being married, I don't think they mean they're tired of being married. I think they mean they just want to be pursued by their husbands. They just want to know that marriage is worth it, as opposed to us just kind of kicking back and go, yeah, all right, whatever. Or even freaking out and say, you don't want to be married, or you're ready to give up. You know, I don't think they necessarily need the huge pep talk. They just need to be listened to and loved and cherished. And, you know, and my wife does too. You know, the thing that's so hard about that is that it's just so constant. You know, we're just so different, men and women. Men kind of make the best of the situation, and we just kind of keep going. sometimes the situations just shut our wives down. And that's what I feel from the dads, that we're all kind of, I could almost say, you know, if you if the, without knowing the dads, if they'd say, hey, my, you know, marriage is really hard. I want to almost say, I bet I could guess how long you've been married. I bet I could guess how old your kids are. Because it just seems it's not that 7-year itch thing that everybody, I think it's that teenage, the late teen years or when they get past the 13, 14. Or maybe into that, that it just starts to get really, really hard. So it doesn't feel discouraging to me. I mean, I meet lots of dads. You know, the ones who tell me all the good stories, they're the ones I think they're probably lying to me or seeing it in a different, you know, different light. Because anybody who's been a dad very long knows it's just hard. Anybody who's been a husband very long knows it's just hard. And I like that. I was talking to a mom yesterday. And her father, she was older than I am, so quite a bit actually. And she was saying that her dad was married to her mother. And she said, my mother had mental illness, you know, for most of my life. And she said, you know, she just wasn't nice. She was mean and all that. And she said, you know, I asked my dad, I said, how'd you stay? How'd you survive? How'd you be so nice through all that? And he said, you know, almost scolded his daughter and said, I made a promise, you know, to love, honor, and cherish through sickness or in health, better or for worse. He said, you know, this is sickness, this is worse. And I said, I'd do it, and I'm going to. And I'll tell you, any dad like that, I want to give him an award, because that's the kind of dad I want to be.
I feel like I'm just lazy sometimes compared to my wife, because she seems like she'll kick in and just work hard around the clock if she needs to get stuff done. Yeah. And I always find time to watch a movie or just hang out, you know?
Right, right. And, I could do those same kind of things. And I think, you know, sometimes our wives are okay with that. They don't mind that. But, and you probably have found out and or know that, sometimes they look at us, even when we're not being lazy, as being lazy. And they think that you're not protecting them, you're not guarding them, you don't care about the things that are important to them. And it doesn't take very long, you know, especially if they're feeling down about other things, that all those things become almost insurmountable. And then we get labeled as, you know, my lazy bum of a husband who doesn't do anything. Mm. And sometimes, you know, we do things, I do a lot of things, just so my wife knows that I care about her, her needs. You know, they may not meet my big thing, you know, I mean, I'll go in the RV and as soon as everybody kind of finishes up, I'll start straightening up. Not because I'm the one who's, that's my job. I just know that it overwhelms my wife. I just know that if I were to let it go like I want it to go, it would just be a trashed heap. We'd have a really fun time, but my wife doesn't feel very cared for if I do those things. So It ain't easy. It ain't easy. So don't be a bum, Scott.
Yeah, I need to put that advice into practice around.
You know,
here.
And really, it doesn't, it's not that hard. It just takes a little thing.
It is if you're a lazy bum like me.
Well, if you're a lazy bum like you, it's still not that hard. Because if you think about it, there's that one thing that you know. I mean, if you took 30 seconds and thought about, okay, what's the thing that my wife really would like done that she's kind of been maybe not nagging me about, maybe she has. But she's just been, she's mentioned, whether it's a little area that needs cleaned up, whether it's a little, you know, if she says like things like, oh, we just watch TV all the time. I mean, all you have to do is say, hey, tonight, you know, hey, let's not watch TV. Let's play a game tonight. And you know, it's really one time. It's not every single night. She don't want that every single night. I know my wife is thinking about our house is overwhelming her. You know, we have a 110-year-old home, and we fix it up like, 17 years ago. I mean, we did the whole thing in the course of, 3 or 4 years. Well, after all those years, our kids have destroyed it again, and she's tired of it. And she's like, I think I'd like to, you know, pull the wallpaper off some of these rooms and repaint and maybe pull up the carpet in this one room because it's really ratty. And, we're, you know, just sand down the floors. You know, and I'm kind of like, oh, do we have to?
And you have a wedding that's going to be there.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's a good motivator. But even she has all these, she's been getting HGTV magazine. And she, when we hit the road, first yeah. thing.
Cancel that. Cancel that.
That's right. And she was like highlighting all the different paint colors. And I know she'd like to talk about it. So, you know, we'll just talk about it. And it won't be a huge long conversation. It'll just be a, you know, maybe an hour, maybe a little bit longer. And afterwards, she'll feel like I care about the things that she cares about. I know one of the things that she's mentioned, I'm going to score hopefully some points today, because she'll say, like, when we're on the road, we never get away from the kids. And so today we have a down day. I'm going to say at lunch, hey, guys, you can watch Andy Griffith or I Love Lucy on, you know, turn on the generator and watch TV during lunch. And Mom and I are going to go into Chick-fil-A or whatever. And I think what the big deal will be, not that we're together alone, but that I will have said this is a priority to me because my wife's a priority to me. So for all the lazy bums out there, which is most of us, you know, pick something that your wife wants and just do it. It is, you know, if we don't do it, then shame on us, because it is just, it's not just lazy. It's almost refusing to do what we know is, we know to be true. And it doesn't, and it's not that hard. It's just that one little act. So.
All right.
Okay. Enough preaching at Scott and me.
Yeah. It's going to be my birthday tomorrow. Guy.
It is your birthday?
Yeah, tomorrow is. Wow. So stop preaching at me.
So when everybody's listening to it, it will be your birthday.
That's right.
So if they want to send you a birthday greetings, they could send it to...
Oh, they don't have to do that. If they want to, they could just go to the Family Man Facebook page and say hi on there. That'd be fine. Thanks.
How old are you going to be, Scott?
44.
44. Yeah. I have shoes that old.
No, so. You don't.
So
your
I'm
wife
still,
would say you
know,
you have underwear that old.
That's true. I probably do. Well, hey, the fog is not lifting, but I can see just a few more cars. And I'm going to go and check on my family because I know they're all going to say, you woke me up because you got up to go out to do the podcast.
Important work.
You know, that's right. Important work. So, Dad, I don't know if you got something to take care of, but take care of it. Do it for your wife. And... don't grow weary in doing good. Keep loving your wife because she is a damsel and she is in distress and she needs you to come to her rescue. And she may not say that. She may say, I hate you. She may say, you're a lazy bum. You know, she may say, I'm tired of being married to you. But that's not what she means. She means don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop loving me. So don't give up. Hey, have a great day. For the next couple shows, you're going to be listening to some pre-recorded shows, some pretty good stuff, because I'm going to be on the road for a couple more weeks, and then in a couple weeks, we'll join back up live again. So, hey, Dad, have a great week. Be a good dad. Be a good husband. Don't forget, you to Dad.
And that's our show for this week, folks. Thanks for joining us on The Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dads, and have a great week. No!